Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So we all know now, by now, if you don't, John Harbaugh has taken Steve Tisch's private plane back to the New York, New Jersey area. This for me and Rappaport. Through today, the Giants are the only team that can hire a coach. Today is the first quote-unquote interview, but there have been countless conversations between Harbaugh and Giants brass. There is a chance he does not leave the building.
Wow.
Which is what I said.
Yes.
Now, that's just speculation that he doesn't leave the building, but it's what you need to do if you're the Giants. You don't want him to go to Tennessee and you lose control of the narrative. You don't want them to go to Atlanta and you lose control of the narrative. You have to find a way to if you really want them,
yeah,
to get this done right now.
Yep.
This Fan Focus is sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
If he leaves the building without a contract and decides to go to Nashville or to go to Atlanta, mm-hmm, for another meeting, Sean, will you start to get very, very nervous? Or will you still exude a confidence of, we're going to get him? Don't worry. Calm down, everybody.
Look, will my confidence go down if he leaves the building? Yeah, but I can't call myself nervous because it just feels like John Harbaugh has been very precise and particular about this. And I don't think him leaving the building, that could just be him saying, I have promised myself I'm going to all three of these places and seeing if that works out. And that is where my lean probably still is. I think he will leave the building.
I agree. And I would be the voice of reason to calm every Giant fan down. Like, if he doesn't, now, if he doesn't leave the building, great, and he's your guy, fantastic, congratulations, you got your guy. I ultimately think you're going to get your guy, mm-hmm, but I do think he leaves the building and does all interviews, and I think eventually he comes back,
right?
Because I think the Giants have the best opportunity for John Harbaugh.
I'm trying to remember previous hires. How many interviews has it taken to get a guy? Because I know there's the Zoom interview, so forget that. I'm talking about the in-person interview.
I think that this is very different than any other example you can come up with, and I'll tell you why. I don't think the Giants are interviewing John Harbaugh. I think John Harbaugh is interviewing the Giants.
That's true. 100%.
And so in these other scenarios, you're the decider. You're the one in power. You're interviewing all these different people, and then you make a decision. The Giants have made their decision. They want to hire John Harbaugh. The Atlanta Falcons have made their decision. They want to hire John Harbaugh. It's really John making his decision on where he wants to go, and that's why I think it's very different than any other example we could come up with.
No, I think you're right, because these other ones, as the Giants in this example, you're saying, do we really want this guy?
Right.
You know what? Let's have him back again.
Right.
With John Harbaugh, you know you want him. It's now convincing him that he also wants you.
Now, I am going to surprise Sean Morash, because over the last few weeks, I have become what they call a college football expert. I correctly predicted Indiana would absolutely destroy Oregon when Sean tried to tell me, oh, Dante Moore may outplay Fernando Mendoza and improve his trade stock, or draft stock. And I said, there's no chance of that's happening. And that's because I'm paying very close attention to this because it impacts my team. The other thing that I'm paying very close attention to is today is January 14th. What does that mean? Today is the deadline for Dante Moore and anyone else who is not playing for a national championship to declare if they are entering the NFL draft or going back to school. And so at some point today, maybe on our show, maybe a little later on with Big Mac and Craig, we will get official word if Dante Moore, who is projected at this point to possibly go number two in this draft after Fernando Mendoza, if he will enter the draft. Now, indications are he will, because fake Patrick Mahomes Jr. transferred from Nebraska to Oregon. Mm-hmm. So there's this belief that why would he transfer if he isn't kind of under the impression that Dante Moore is going to leave? But we're not going to get that answer to today. And to all the Jet fans out there who are down on Dante Moore, who don't believe in Dante Moore, that is irrelevant to him coming out being a good thing for us. We want A, as many options as humanly possible, and B, the slight, small, minuscule possibility that Dante Moore blows the Raiders away and they prefer Moore over Mendoza. Mm. In fact, Mel Kiper Jr., remember that guy?
Yeah.
He's got Moore over Mendoza on his big draft board.
Yeah, but he also had Shador over everybody.
That's true.
Last year.
That's true.
And he rode that damn train until it crashed off the cliff in a massive way.
You're right.
He talked about him every pick.
You're right. Either way, Moore coming out is a good thing for the Jets, even if the Jets aren't taking Dante Moore. So keep us posted, Sean. That is glass-breaking-worthy news.
The New York Jets suck.
So now you're getting handsy with the drops, once you have things to insult the Jets with. Yes, turn your mic on now.
I'm sorry, Tiki. We was having a private conversation.
I was asking that question.
Yes.
What was your private conversation?
Nothing. It has nothing to do with you.
It's just about people who are saying... this is from Jake Asman, who says...
I love Jake Asman. Okay. Whatever he says is true.
Really?
Big Jet fan, yeah.
Todd McShay says Dante Moore's agent should call the Raiders to see if he can go number one. If not, he advises Moore to return to school rather than risk being drafted by the Jets.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago.
I promise no single player in this draft wants to beat you in New York Jets.
Yeah, that was an old story. Why are you laughing about that now?
Because it's new.
No, it's not. Todd McShay said that like a week and a half ago.
No, it's new to me. And so
it's new to you.
It's just funny to me.
Todd McShay, isn't he like best friends with Joe Douglas? And so he's still bitter against the Jets that they fired Joe Douglas?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't deny.
The question is, Dante Moore, is he ready for the NFL?
No.
He probably needs another year to develop, but that can happen in the NFL as long as he goes to the right spot who has a right veteran in front of him.
Absolutely, and it doesn't mean he has to go to the Jets. I want to make this clear again for the Jet fans in the back who don't want Dante Moore. Him declaring for the draft doesn't mean it's good news because we're drafting him. It means it's good news because there's other possibilities that get created, like another team loving Dante Moore and possibly trading up to two.
Right.
Or the minuscule idea of the Raiders taking him number one, which is not likely. Or the idea that the Jets do believe in him.
And I love the Jets.
And he sits around for 9-10 weeks before he plays.
I thought he loved the Giants and advised us to hire John Harbaugh.
Who's that?
That last drop.
Oh, he loves everybody.
Okay. I love the Jets.
So keep us posted on Dante Moore. Now let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019, the number. Let's go to Kevin in Manhattan. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good, man. So this is a mess question. I had to pause. I had to wait for the football pause. So Evan's been extremely emotional this offseason. So I have two questions. I think he's cooling down. I think he's getting closer. But I have two questions. One, what you were dancing around it earlier. What does a successful offseason for the Mets mean? I mean, they go to the playoffs, NLCS, World Series. And then the second question I have is what 5-plus-year contract has aged well for a 32-year-old position player? The only one I can come up with is Adrian Beltre. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
That's such a specific question. What 5-year contract has aged well for a position player? You know what's crazy? As soon as he asks that question,
Aaron Judge is close, but he was 31.
Well, he's saying 32 at the signing.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so Judge wouldn't
Judge
qualify.
Is close. He doesn't qualify. I mean, it depends on, well, no, because I was going to say Giancarlo, but his was.
No, he was signed so in his young, 20s, right. Yeah. Most guys in their 30s don't get, or most guys who are 32 don't get 5-year deals.
The answer is
nobody.
I think you'd be hard pressed to even find one.
Yeah, he said Adrian Beltre, which is a good call. I was thinking of pitchers because I was thinking of like Randy Johnson's contract with the Diamondbacks was like one of the greatest contracts of all time because he won the Cy Young every year.
Right.
And he was in his mid to late 30s.
Nolan Ryan didn't have late signings?
Nah, that was also before we were getting these kinds of crazy contracts.
No, it wouldn't even have been about the money.
And he's talking about position players.
Right.
So even the pitchers are thrown out. I understand the point, which is fair, which is why they didn't pursue a five-year deal on Alonso, that the odds are it isn't going to age well. My point back is that if you can get 3 out of 5 successful seasons, that's a successful contract. And that's the other discussion. What makes a successful contract? Gerrit Cole signed a 10-year deal. Is it a success? Mm-hmm. I'd argue it already is,
Considering
what he did in the first half of the contract. So I think the other aspect is what defines success. If the Mets had signed Pete to a 5-year deal, do I think he could have been productive for the next 3 years at this same level? Yeah. And to me, that would have made it a success. But we're arguing something that's over. And now it's on to how can the Mets have that successful offseason now that they made a decision that maybe I disagree with. And that's why adding Kyle Tucker is so important. Now, he says, what's a successful offseason? The successful offseason is going into this season feeling they are as good, if not better, than they were a year ago. I'm not sure there are a lot of Met fans, no matter what they do, that are going to feel that way.
Yeah.
Now, if you're judging it based on the success of a season, here's the new barrier for the New York Mets. At a minimum, they need to be a playoff team every season. At a minimum. If they lose in the wild card round or the divisional round or the LCS, that is different levels of success and failures, but missing the playoffs cannot happen. It happened last year. It's considered an all-time disaster. If it happens again, I don't care what your expectations are off of this offseason, that would make next season a disaster. That's the world we live in. When you have a payroll like this, where more teams make the postseason, you have to make the playoffs year in and year out, and that is the bare minimum.
Yeah, I think from a perception standpoint, it's even more so imperative this season for the Mets to make the postseason. Last year,
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around, not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You could chalk it up to, we had chemistry issues in our clubhouse. They got rid of Brandon Nimmo.
I'm just saying,
you can. Okay. You can say that.
Okay.
You can say we were flawed. Mm-hmm. We had XYZ, whatever, go wrong. Pitching fell apart. We didn't have the right dynamic in our clubhouse. And clearly that's what they think because they moved on from everybody. Pete, Nimmo, Diaz, Nick McNeil, etc. We need to reset that and do it with young players and an icon in Juan Soto. If you miss the playoffs again, what's your reason? Like, you can't throw that back there again. So what's the reason? What can you're going to say you're too young? Well, if you're too young, why don't you go do something in free agency?
Right.
And so there's no excuse now unless they just are playing the really long game, which nobody wants to see.
Yeah. There's no excuse for missing the playoffs.
No, you're right.
I disagree with a lot of what you said, but at least the main point we agree
on. I'm just telling you, that's the narrative around this Mets team. They had a clubhouse issue.
Yeah.
I don't care if you believe it or not. That's what is projecting from what David Stearns and this organization did with their roster.
They also were one of the worst teams in baseball in the second half of the year. Did they have a clubhouse issue in April and May when they were one of the best teams in baseball? Did the clubhouse issue just pop up in the middle of June?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
If you really hate somebody.
I'm asking the question.
The longer you spend with them, the more you hate them.
I'm asking the question. So when Pete Alonso accidentally got Kodai Senga hurt, that's what caused the locker room to be like, we're done with each other.
Why did Soto stink in April and May?
I don't know. Well, he didn't stink in April and May. It was just...
He wasn't Soto.
Yeah, he was definitely not Soto. But he stink, I think, shuffling. Is a little too harsh.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
How many stories did we come on the air with?
The locker room was great in April and May, and they were winning. No, Soto was struggling.
You're not listening. We said how many times on this station in April, May, and our show was included, Soto doesn't look happy in April and May.
Yeah.
Okay? So just because they're winning doesn't mean there wasn't a locker room issue that was leading to Soto not being happy.
But my answer every time when you asked that question was the reason he didn't look happy is because he was struggling.
Okay.
And that the reason he wasn't shuffling is because he was struggling.
I can buy that.
Thank you.
Uncomfortable, new clubhouse, new situation, new processes, like all that stuff. New schedule, new people, but he was bad.
Yeah. He was not Juan Soto. Let's go to Justin in Patterson, New Jersey. Hey, Justin.
Kevin and Tiki, love you guys in the new slot.
Thank you, Justin.
Tiki, I do have to call you out, though, because you have two contradicting predictions. You predicted Daboll would be on a Super Bowl-winning team, but you also predicted he'd be the offensive coordinator for the Raiders, and those two things can't possibly be true at the same time.
Oh, Justin, you are so right. Unless Brian Flores gets the Raiders head coaching job and Raheem Morris is the defensive coordinator, and they are elite.
And half
that could happen. Half with Fernando Mendoza as their quarterback.
That's the worst part.
Throwing to Brock Bowers and turning around and handing it off to Ashton Gentry.
The rookie quarterback who the Jets missed by one pick ends up quarterbacking the Raiders to the Super Bowl.
By the way, that would be bad for everybody.
Everybody.
Bad for New York. Because we'd hate it. Like, Dave's, I knew it. Damn it, he should have just stayed.
And to back you up on that, half of the quarterbacks remaining playing for a Super Bowl are on their rookie contracts right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
That's unbelievable.
It's a testament.
I mean, it just tells you the turnover that's happening. I think we saw this coming for a few years at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, you could feel it coming, and then it finally happened because the Kirk Cousins of the world aged out and Philip Rivers retired, etc. It just felt like it needs to be a changing of the guard, but which one of those are going to rise? And it's interestingly the more recent ones.
Yeah, the recent NFL draft of 2024. The quarterback draft of 2024, which features Caleb Williams, still playing, Jaden Daniels, title game in his rookie season, Bo Nix, still playing, number one seed, Drake May,
MVP.
May win the MVP,
right.
Still playing. That draft has a chance. Even with Michael Penix Jr. and J.J. McCarthy turning into nothing, which...
Penix still has a shot.
They both still have a shot, in fairness.
J.J., I'm not so sure.
Well, we'll see, but my point is it's not over yet.
Yeah.
That has a chance to be one of the greatest quarterback drafts
ever. It could rival 83.
Yeah.
Especially if one or more of them win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I could see that happen.
I mean, we could very well
have... Houston's going to be good for a long time.
Yeah.
So, not Houston.
Not Houston. New England?
New England's going to be good for a long time. No, I meant New England. New England's going to be good for a long time. Denver, I don't know. I still got to see what Bo Nix really is, but you know New England's going to be good for a long time.
Bill is in Goshen, New York. Hey, Bill.
Hey guys, how are you? Good morning.
What's up?
I just wanted to say that if I'm Harbaugh and I leave the Giants today knowing full well this is the job that I want, I definitely want to be the coach of this franchise, I'm still definitely going to the other two facilities because it's information gathering. I'm sure there's tons of good information that he could gather from visiting those organizations and piece together things that maybe he might want to take with him to this job or whatever job that he wants to take.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing.
Look,
there's such a good benefit of doing that, and you get three meals out of it.
I mean, what's better than that?
And Philippe, and free plane rides, apparently, which is not all it's cracked up to be.
That's a great point, though.
Of course it is, but it's also tedious. It takes a long time. It's draining. I mean, I'm trying to think. I've only really had a job interview in my life. That was the NFL Combine.
Right.
And I don't know this because I have you had job interviews?
Yes.
Here?
Here, many places.
Right. I guess I kind of had a job interview here, but it really wasn't. It was just like, you BT go talk together and see if it works.
Right.
So, but I know from just talking to, they're emotionally draining.
Yeah.
And so.
But this is different. You're not on a job interview. You're job interviewing them.
True.
Like, this is very different than your normal job interview. And here's why he's so right. The Giants are not moving on to someone else. Obviously,
they might.
They're not, though. They're not. Unless John says no, they're not moving on.
Yeah.
John's their choice.
But what if you get a feel? I think this is the type of meeting. Once you start having in-person meetings where it's half a day at least, maybe even longer than that. Hey, you want to stay for dinner? You go to dinner. And then that's when usually these deals happen. It's like, all right, we're at dinner now. I'm in. Let's sign the deal. Like, it's a long, exhausting moment. But I think series of moments. But I think if you're the Giants, you'll get a sense if he's not interested. Like, you'll just kind of know. He's not asking any questions. He's just kind of, you're just kind of stringing it along to make it last longer to when you hope that he changes his mind. But you can tell. If he leaves here and you can tell, you got to start looking for number two.
I don't think you have to. You've already interviewed a ton of different people, and he's going to decide in the next few days.
Who's been in person?
McCarthy, yesterday, 2 days ago.
McCarthy, Antonio Pierce. Stefanski, Antonio Pierce.
Dude, they've done it all.
And Raheem Morris.
All in person.
The Giants have killed this process. Like, they have really done a good job of getting a ton of interviews in.
Right.
Like, they're ready to roll, and so I don't think they have to rush.
But they didn't want to hire any of those guys.
Because John Harbaugh is their choice. And that's why I'm saying they can allow John to leave. Do his trip for a few days. It's not like the
And so now you bring back, I don't know, Kevin Stefanski after the John Harbaugh interview, and he's going to know he was the second choice.
It's okay. Yeah. Being the second choice is all right. I think I was the second choice for Beningo. I was the second choice for Craig. Like, that's okay. It all works out. Who cares if you're the second freaking choice?
The Giants are successful. The Giants were clearly the first choice for Stefanski. He flew here right away the moment he got fired from Cleveland.
Right.
So maybe he's holding out for that.
Yeah. I think Carlos Mendoza was the Mets' second choice. Did they want to get Craig Counsell? Wasn't that their first choice?
Right.
I'm sure there's a lot of examples of it where...
Tommy was the second choice for Knights. Now he's there.
Yeah, but I'm using examples where it worked out.
Oh, fair point.
You know what I'm saying? I use the example of...
Why are you hating on Tommy?
I'm not hating on Tommy.
Just test him to see if he's listening.
I love Tommy.
No, he's sleeping.
I listened to Tommy last night, and the only thing I heard was he was berating Paul Rosenberg. Like, he was very mean to him. Mm. And I started to be reflective, like, was I that mean to him?
Why was he mean to him? What did Rosie do?
Because
Rosie had to do something.
You want to know what he did?
Existed?
No, it's the simplest thing ever. Rosie said to him, "We're coming back." And Tommy berated him on the air. Like, why are you telling me we're coming back? I'm sitting here. I got the headphones on. I know we're coming back. You don't have to tell me we're coming back. Here we go. Here we go. I'm already here.
Oh, really?
And I was like, that is the weirdest thing to get upset about. But he was like so mean to
him.
Maybe
he had a bad day.
Maybe. I don't know. But honestly, I was reflective of, was I ever that to him?
Oh, yeah. You were an ass.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell.
So maybe I taught him to act that way.
Mm-hmm.
And now he feels emboldened. It's his time to have power trips.
Yeah, it's his power. Honestly.
Lesson for those with kids. Learn behaviors.
That's right.
It's all learn behaviors.
I would though argue that him berating.
Don't be mad at your kid. Be mad at yourself.
Him berating his producer definitely wasn't learned from me. It was learned from when Craig berated him. There's no way
That's right. That's fact.
Yeah. Like, if I was mean to him, it was never on the scale of that.
No.
But yeah, he was just vicious to Rosie to the point where I felt bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over something like him telling him we're coming back from a break.
It's a new year. So much for positive Tommy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. That's a new Tommy right there. Let's go to Scott in Westchester. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Big fans of the show.
Appreciate it.
What's up, dude?
So I have two hypothetical questions. Tiki, if you were the owner or GM of the Giants, what are three decisions you would make this offseason to better the team? And Evan, if you were the GM and owner of the Jets, what are three decisions you guys would make?
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, I'd sell the team because I'm Woody Johnson. And I'd sell the team to, like, Steve Bisciotti and tell him to get rid of the Ravens.
Right.
But honestly, I'd run it back with Aaron Glenn as much as that annoys people. And what I would do, because Tiki was ahead of this, and I give him a lot of credit. Tiki was ahead of a few things. He was ahead yesterday that Mike Tomlin on his own was going to walk away. And for months, every time I brought up Tomlin's name as a Giant candidate, he would say he's going to sit out a year or two or more if he isn't coaching.
and I always disagreed with it. Clearly, Tiki's been right. There's a reason we've been on the air for 2 hours, and we're not speculating about Mike Tomlin. You want to know why? Because it's a waste of time.
Yep.
Because he's not coaching this year. But I hold out hope that a year away from the game, a game he loves, could cause him to say, I got the itch back.
Right.
And so I would give Aaron Glenn another year, and then next year, depending on what happens, I'd be raring and ready to go to pursue Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, but Mike Tomlin wants to be a dad. He wants to have a family life. He wants to go hang out in the Hamptons with Rondé. Wants to go down to
with
Georgia.
Rondé
goes out. That's the only time Rondé goes out there.
Nice.
And he doesn't even visit me. He bypasses me to go to the Hamptons to hang out with Mike Tomlin. He wants to go hang out with his daughter, who's a really good gymnast down at the University of Georgia. Like, all these things he hasn't been able to do for 19 years. That's what Mike Tomlin's doing in 2026. He might do some TV here or there, but I don't know. It'd be weird on CBS because it'd be two former Pittsburgh coaches. I guess he could jump over to Fox, but that's a lot of travel and nonsense. Like, I think he does nothing. I really do. Now, to answer his question directly, three things I would do. One, I would mandate grass in the stadium.
Oh, I love this so far. You're on fire.
Two, I am freezing ticket hikes until we make the playoffs.
Oh, look at this guy.
This is great.
Holy crap.
And then three.
Free beers after the first quarter for everybody.
I am hiring a Team Kiambu barber as president of football.
Nice.
I like it. Are you going to do radio like that too?
Or? Yeah. I mean.
You can handle both.
I mean, Gottlieb did it.
Yeah. I would say Green Bay suffered as a result.
That's a fair point.
I'm better than Gottlieb.
Damn right.
I like it.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.